אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom, Nitza. I think I'll start today with the HSC results, which are very, very exciting for all people in New South Wales. We actually have Emmanuel School this year has emerged triumphant as the highest ranked Jewish day school in Sydney for the HSC, ascending the HSC school ranking to 38th in the state, up from 41st last year. And Manuel also came in at fourth place overall among non-selective co-educational schools in New South Wales. The school's careers advisor, Claire Pech, believes the small number of students in the Emmanuel class of 2020, 56 students, in this year's cohort, their stable and conscientious disposition and their cohesiveness as a group laid the foundation for academic success. Of course, in this very difficult year when, for part of the year, not as long as in Melbourne, but from late March to well into the next term, the schools in Sydney were in lockdown as well, and the students had to study online before Year 12 students first were allowed back into class with their teachers, followed by all the other students. Emmanuel School's Ducks was Bio Glass. And he said, Emmanuel has given me an opportunity to embrace and explore each and every passion. 39% of the students at Emmanuel received an ATAR of at least 90. Principal Andrew Watt said this year's impressive HSC results are testament to our students' academic strength, resilience and tenacity, as well as their teachers' commitment. A close second was Moriah College, who came in at 41st, with 43% of students achieving an ATAR over 90. We are so proud of our students for their triumphs, commitment and agility, said Principal Rabbi Yehoshua Smukla. Meanwhile, 30% of Masada College students received ATARs above 90, and the school ranked this year at 113th. While Principal of Keset Torah College, Roy Steinman, said COVID-19 brought out the best in all of our Year 12 students in terms of their attitude. 52% of Keset Torah College students received an ATAR above 90, but the school doesn't receive an official school ranking because of the number of students and number of subject studies, but they certainly did very well too. And I'll just also mention with the HSC, four Jewish students got first in their course, which is an incredible achievement. Keset Torah student Rivka Shapiro finished first in course for HSC Classical Hebrew Extension. Yehuda Eisenberg, also from the same school, who is also co-Dux, placed first for Classical Hebrew Continuers. And Leanne Juta, who attends Kalara High School, topped Modern Hebrew Continuers and was taught by BJE tutor Leah Cronenthal. While Josh Abelev from Cranbrook School is actually only in Year 11, but he started some of his HSC subjects this year, and he ended up topping Maths Advanced, which is not too bad.
Well, congratulations to all the Jewish day schools and the students that such high achievers. It's a very big achievement, especially in Corona year, in pandemic year, that things were not normal and they couldn't really attend classes as they would in a normal year. So this is a fantastic achievement for all the Jewish day schools in Sydney and in Melbourne as well. Talking about schools in Melbourne, still at schools, I believe that Liebler Yavne College will have a new principal next year.
That's right. So Liebler Yavne College has announced a new principal, Shula Lazar, will take the reins of the school at the start of the 2022 academic year. While Lazar will join the school from Perth's Carmel School, where she has been principal since 2016. And she's already well known to the Yavne community, having served as deputy principal and head of Jewish studies in the 15 years prior to her departing for Carmel School. Speaking with the Jewish News, Lazar said, I'm very excited to be coming home to Yavne. I believe in the mission and vision of Yavne with all my heart and soul, and I'm going to miss Perth, but I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I got at Carmel. And of course, the Jewish News in our first edition for next year, we'll have full coverage of the VCE results. of Jewish students.
That's right. So next time we talk, we'll find out the results in Melbourne for the Jewish students in Melbourne. But congratulations for the new principal at the Liebler Yavne College. This is really going a full circle to become a new principal. We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia Jewish Report with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, still in Melbourne. We've got the front page news from Melbourne this week.
That's right, and it's a surprise change of president has capped off the year for the Jewish Community Council of Victoria with Dr. Andre Obala announcing his resignation only 5 weeks into the role. He will step down on January 29. News of his departure, which according to a Jewish Community Council of Victoria statement, will see Vice President Frank Greenstein taking the reins of the roof body as an interim president. And it came amid reports of tension between Obala and members of the executive. We understand that the friction developed over a range of government issues, specifically involving the relationship between the Jewish Community Council of Victoria and the Community Security Group in Melbourne. I'm aware that the Community Security Group were not very happy with my presidency, Obala, who became president of the organisations on the AGM of November 16, told the Jewish News this week. He said, I've come in as a new broom, someone used to running organisations on minimal resources and having a significant impact. I've been working on trying to increase JCCV's standing within the community, increase its connections with our affiliates and with members of the community, and be what the council can and should be. And part of the issues we've had, I think, is that perhaps not everyone's ready for that change, and maybe it's going to take longer. And I think it's a change that needs to happen. According to the Jewish Community Council of Victoria statement, Doron Abramovici will step into Greenstein's shoes as interim vice president. However, with the next AGM not due until November 2021, the body did not specify if or when a permanent president and vice president would take over.
Shane, and in Sydney, there is a new CEO for Jewish Care.
That's right, a new CEO for Jewish Care in Sydney. It will be Gary Groves, who told us that you can always tell the culture of an organisation by the services they deliver and by how long people want to stay in the organisation. And there are a lot of people that have been with Jewish Care for a long time, and that tells me that the staff really enjoy what they do. And if you've got a motivated workforce, he said, you get good service outcomes. Groves will take over from Glare Vernon, who has led the organisation for a very long time too, the past 14 years.
Well, good luck to the new CEO for Jewish Care. And Shane, I'd like to thank you on behalf of all our listeners for giving us a fantastic report in the last 12 months. This is the last program for 2020, and we all hope for much better 2021. Thank you so much and enjoy the holiday period. Thanks. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.